Part 3. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Marcia, are you able to log on to your computer right now? I'm having problems with mine.
All the passwords expired last night. You have to go to the technical services office to find out your new one.
Okay, that's on the second floor, right?
Yes, just turn left when you get off the elevator and it's right next to the reception desk.
Number 41. Why can't he log on to his computer? Number 42. What will the man probably do next? Number 43. Where is the technical services office? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Oh no, look at this. Our flight's just been called off.
But I have to be back at work tomorrow morning, and there aren't any more flights back home until tomorrow night.
Do the buses still run at this time?
No, we'll have to take a taxi to the train station. If we catch the overnight express, we can make it back in time.
Number 44. What happened to them? Number 45. When does the woman need to be at her job? Number 46. How will they probably get home? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Commercial retail space is quite scarce in this neighborhood these days.
That must be why the rates are so high. Do you think that this property would be a good location for a clothing store?
That all depends on the type of clientele you wish to attract. The people around here are pretty wealthy.
That's fine. I'm looking at selling only designer labels.
Number 47. What are the speakers discussing? Number 48. Why is commercial retail space expensive in this area? Number 49. What does the woman want to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me. Could you tell me if this bus goes past the Westlake movie theater?
No, you want the number 43 bus. This one heads north.
Okay. Do you know when the next one will be along? I don't want to miss the start of the film.
I'm not sure exactly, but the number 43 stops here every 15 minutes, so you won't have long to wait.
Number 50. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 51. Where does the man want to go? Number 52. How often does the number 43 bus stop there? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a TV. I was thinking about getting one of those HD TVs, but I don't know much about them.
Well, I'll try to tell you all you need to know about our selection and about high-definition TV. Basically, HD TV gives you much higher resolution, the same kind of resolution you would get on a DVD movie, and the same amazing sound quality. We have many types of HD TVs, ranging from 29 inches to a whopping 56 inches. I should also add that for all TV purchases over $1,000, you get a free DVD and 10% off any speaker set you wish to buy with your TV.
Wow, that's a pretty good deal. However, I think my price range is about $1,500. I'm not too sure about getting speakers yet. I just want to get the biggest HD TV I can get for $1,500.
Well, I've got two pretty good choices for you. One is a 52-inch projection monitor TV that's selling for just under $1,000, and a smaller 23-inch HD TV for $1,200. Mind you, it is a flat panel screen. It's so thin you can hang it up like a painting. The projection monitor is a bit bulkier, but it is bigger. Of course, we'll take care of shipping, free of charge, and both come with a 1-year labor and parts warranty.
Number 53. What is the man's maximum budget? Number 54. What bonus is not offered for TVs priced over $1,000? Number 55. What unit is selling for $1,200? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, my brother referred you to me. There seems to be a problem under my sink and with my toilet. Basically, both are leaking and making my floor wet.
No problem. First, let's see if we can fix this problem over the phone. If not, then I can come over and hopefully fix it there. Now, first with the toilet. Take off the cover and flush and tell me what you see.
Oh, I see. It looks like the drain plug stopper has a crack in it. It's not stopping the water properly. I guess I won't be needing your help for the toilet anymore, but there's still something wrong with the sink. It just keeps on dripping and really keeps me up at night.
Well, more than likely, you have to replace the washer on your sink. Those are really cheap and easy to fix. All you need to do is take an up-close picture of your faucet and knobs and take a rough estimate measurement of them as well. And then take the pictures and measurements to any hardware store. They should be able to give you the right washer. With the washer package, it will give you step-by-step instructions on how to change the washer. That should save you about $40 on labor. If you're still having trouble, give me another call, and I'll bring my tools and parts and fix it up for you.
Number 56. What is the man's profession? Number 57. What needs to be replaced with the toilet? Number 58. What does the woman have to bring to a hardware store? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello and welcome to Betty's. Can I take your order, please?
I'd like a ham and cheese sandwich on rye bread with a small pineapple juice.
Certainly, ma'am. I'll be right back with your drink. Your food should be ready in about 5 minutes.
Oh, and I'd also like you to bring me some extra napkins when you have a moment.
Number 59. Who is the man? Number 60. What does the woman want? Number 61. What will he bring her first? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Hey, Jenny, I know you and Mom both have birthdays coming up, plus there's Mother's Day, so I deposited $350 into your account.
Wow, thanks, bro. Is it all for me? You shouldn't have.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, sis, but it's not all for you. Can you get some flowers for Mom with about $50 of the money? Get a present for Mom with $150 of the money, and the other $150 is for you. I hope you don't mind cash.
Of course not. I'll try to get Mom something nice for her birthday. And thanks for everything. I hope to see you this summer.
Number 62. What is the relationship between the man and the woman? Number 63. What does the man give the woman for her birthday? Number 64. How does the man give the woman money? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Pierre, I thought I heard you mention that you were missing your wallet. Is that right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've been looking for my wallet since before lunch. I know I had it with me this morning when I came in, but now I can't find it anywhere.
A wallet was just found on the top of the vending machine. It must be yours. You can pick it up at the receptionist's desk.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. I set it on top of the machine while I was opening my soda. Thanks. Number 65. When did the man lose his wallet? Number 66. What does the woman tell the man? Number 67. Where is the man's wallet now? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Auto Parts Incorporated, Accounting Department, Deborah speaking. How may I assist you?
Hello. I'm phoning in regards to my billing statements. In January, there was a $400 purchase for dinner knives that we haven't received yet. And in February, there was a $200 purchase for salad forks that we didn't buy. We've checked all our packing slips from your company, and there is none for salad forks.
I've just checked our system and found that we have wrongly billed you for the salad forks. That was meant for a different account. We apologize for that. As for the dinner knives order, I'll check with the shipping department about the status of that shipment.
Thank you for your help. I'll also double-check our warehouse to see if the knives haven't been misplaced. Number 68. What purchase was wrongly billed to the man? Number 69. Which department did the man phone? Number 70. Which billing statement was overstated by $200? Go on to the next page.